and it then disappeared into the great expanse. As he walked across the sea of glass, suddenly the father appeared beside his son, and they walked together. As they were walking, fire and wind seemed to flow out from the both of them, and it surrounded them as if it were part of them. At that point, all of heaven was silent, and no movement could be seen in the entire hall. Everyone watched as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost crossed the sea of glass and stopped before the great multitude. Jonathan thought, "There is no way to describe what I am witnessing. It is beyond my comprehension." He knew he could never describe what it was like seeing the fullness, completeness, and oneness of the triune Godhead to any earthly bound human. The great shepherd of the sheep spoke with gentle words and with great compassion. He said, "The wicked of that world had also laid a trap for me." As he said this, he pulled back the sleeves of his majestic robe and showed the great congregation the scars the nails had made. Jonathan whispered, "His love would have held them there." He then showed the scars the whips had made. Someone next to Jonathan whispered, "By his stripes, we are healed." And then he showed the scars upon his brow that the crown of thorns had made. Then many of the saints said quietly, "It should have been the royal one made of jewels and gold instead." He then showed the scar on his side, the one that the spear had made. The whole congregation whispered, "They will look upon the one they have pierced." The Lord spoke quietly, and the words seemed to press themselves on every heart. "It was my great desire and delight to save. It was in my heart to redeem you with a mighty hand. I want you to know that no one took my life from me, but I laid it down freely of my own accord. I had authority to lay it down and the authority to take it up again. I gave myself willingly into their hands, and they did all that they desired to the Son of Man. If this is how they treated me, your Lord, they certainly have treated you in the same way. The wicked have always stood against the righteous and even pursued them to death. Consider my servant Stephen, who also stands before you now. They persecuted him and stoned him. They have persecuted my people throughout the ages. Centuries ago, I let my faithful servant John see the souls under the altar, those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. John saw them and heard them cry out, 'How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?' I then gave them white robes and told them to wait a little longer, until the number of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they had been completed. Finally, the day of my promise came, the day of relief, the day of my coming. It was a day that will be in your hearts and minds for eternity. For it was the day I fulfilled my promise to return and take you where I am. It was a day of vengeance for the wicked and a day of salvation for the righteous. Many of you saw way too much suffering, and you prayed that I would take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it. I answered those prayers the day I returned. Justice has been paid in full to the wicked, and reconciliation has been given in full to to the righteous. I said to you then, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. I was zealous for that day when you would be with me. And now that day of fulfillment has come. It was the day that I answered all your hopes and dreams. My beloved, your prayers were never in vain. I heard all your cries, counted all your tears, and marked down all your afflictions. Nothing you went through escaped my loving gaze. It was always in my heart to free you completely from all the pains of that fallen world. I wanted to remove the sadness, loneliness, and affliction you encountered from the snares of that old world. All of you have this in common. In your sadness, loneliness, and pain, you have loved me and remained faithful till the end. My desire has always been to join all my people together, the saints in the heavenly kingdom with the saints in the earthly kingdom. I wanted to open the shepherd's gate and lead my sheep into the eternal dwelling, making them into one fold, one church, and one kingdom. It was also your heavenly Father's desire to unite the church, for he desires to lavish on you the riches of the kingdom, for you are his beloved children. When I came for you, my bride, it was indeed a great and glorious day. I found many of you ready with your lamps trimmed and burning, while others were not prepared and escaped through the flames. I am the bridegroom, and you are my beloved bride, and I have carried you home to be by my side. You can see today that I have never abandoned you, but that I protected and cared for you until the very end. I have given you eternal life, and I promised you would not perish, and that no one could snatch you out of my hands. When you wandered away, I pursued you. When you fell, I picked you up. I carried you with my everlasting arms, holding you close to my heart. I pursued you because I love you. You are mine, and I am yours. There was a pause for a moment, during which Jesus looked out among the vast multitude. He let his eyes slowly move over them. Everyone had the sensation that he was looking at each of them personally. They saw in his eyes a love that they knew could never be extinguished. His eyes spoke silently to each and every person, telling each of them that they were accepted in the Beloved. Jesus then raised his hands and blessed the multitude. As he did this, his countenance began to change with an ever-increasing glory. The Father's love also burst forth and was shining like the noonday sun. Their glory continued to grow brighter and brighter, and it began to flood the massive hall with a dazzling white light that not only could be seen, but felt. Everything and everyone was illuminated by his glory. Even the great heights of the expanse above grew brighter and brighter. They slowly began to rise above the great assembly. Every hand was raised to block the brightness of the light, and every eye squinted as the glory increased. They all watched as the Lord rose higher and higher and higher. Wind and fire suddenly came forth from their presence and filled the entire assembly. The Holy Spirit took what was said and seen and began applying it to the hearts of the people. With a final parting word, the Lord said, "Go forth and share with each other what you heard today. Share with each other your stories about the great and glorious day of the Lord. Remember to entertain strangers, your brothers and sisters you have not yet met. You will hear one amazing story after another." Music began quietly and grew slowly in intensity. Jonathan began to sing a familiar song, and as he sang, the Holy Spirit moved to sing with his whole heart and soul. It was as if the Spirit himself was singing from somewhere deep within him. Their songs of praise rose up before the throne like a fragrant offering, holy and pleasing to the Lord. As the service ended, it seemed that every mind was turned to where they were at the second coming. Jonathan knew that millions and millions of stories were about to be told. Many people would be gathering with families, friends, and strangers. Jonathan left the massive hall and wondered with whom he would be sharing his story.